While having obvious benefits, vaccines raise concerns with many parents in a variety of ways. Those objections range from medical questions to faith-based beliefs and practices. When a state like New Jersey issues vaccine mandates, even with exemptions, those concerns still exist. Now that the New Jersey legislature is considering a limiting of vaccine mandate objections even further for religious reasons, it goes without saying that the voice of objection has certainly grown louder. We start things off today with a guest who is voicing those objections. She is a mother as well as a member of the Belleville, New Jersey Town Council. Councilwoman Naomi DePena, how are you today, Councilwoman?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Chris.
And learn more about the Township of Belleville. It's bellevillenj.org. We tossed a link up over at our page as well. We've talked about vaccines here on the show for a variety of reasons over a period of time here on Issues and Ideas. But just for this specific point that we're talking about, what has been up to this point for religious objections, the options that were available to families who wanted to opt out of any vaccine mandates?
Yes, that's actually a great question. As of now, families have the opportunity to apply for a religious exemption when they can prove that vaccines violate their religious beliefs or their religious practice. So parents are required to submit a letter in which they state how vaccinations inflict on those religious beliefs. They would also state that they understand the consequences, they understand the benefits of the vaccines, and that they will take full responsibility whether there was a case of an outbreak where their children will not be able to be allowed to participate in school. And I think it's important to mention, because it might not be known to the public, that certain ingredients, which is what people are, it's in conflict with their religious beliefs. For example, I've had constituents that have reached out to me in regards to pork byproducts that are in vaccines that conflicts with halal style life as well as kosher lifestyles. There are religions that do not do any medication at all, so they abstain from vaccinations and medicine altogether. And there are other vaccines that are developed with tissue of aborted fetuses. So some religions on their pro-life stance also object to vaccinations. So currently the law allows for families to make that decision because it conflicts with their sincerely held religious beliefs by presenting a letter, which is in their confidence of their doctor themselves, and they present this to the school so their children can participate, whether it is in education or in recreational programs.
And in light of that, there were two bills in the Assembly. It's A3818, the State Senate S2173. The Assembly bill has moved a little further. It's out of committee. We're in the Senate. It's still waiting for committee hearings. But what do these bills change about those specifics regarding exemption requests?
Yes, so the proposed amendment is to remove all religious exemptions from the bill. So parents would not have the choice to make that decision for their families, even if it conflicted with their religious beliefs.
Now, as far as, and I've read legislation of varying degrees, various amounts of pages over time, a trapdoor that develops in a lot of these bills is if you're vague enough, you can entrap more people into what your goal is with a piece of legislation. Is that a case with what's being proposed here?
I can tell you this. I've engaged in many conversations with the sponsor of the bill, with legislators. And what is clear about the amendment is that the religious exemptions will be removed. And in that doing, that posed many questions. I had constituents reaching out, and I voiced those concerns. First, is this constitutional? How is this according to the New Jersey Constitution and the Constitution of the United States? Because our First Amendment clearly states that we should not make any law that prohibits anyone from living out their religion. So when you force a vaccine that has products that are in complete conflict with the lifestyle that certain people are living, this is already created. It's mandated. Now, you have no choice but to comply. So that is one of the questions that I'm asking and that I'm proposing to our legislators to consider before we move forward with any legislation, that this, you must ensure that people have religious freedom. And this isn't a conversation about vaccines, Chris. To me, this is an understanding of religious freedom, also parental rights. What are the parents' rights when they can say, well, I want this in my child or I do not? It's about body autonomy. You know, we have the right to informed consent in every medical treatment that we either do on ourselves or our children. Yet in this case of vaccinations, this is not what is being proposed. It's a mandatory law that will force people to do this. So my questions are in terms of the constitutionality of this.
Which is a whole different idea versus some of what you talked about and others have brought up too. You mentioned some of the organic content, which plays into your point of focus versus the chemical content, which others have a concern with, and what's the vaccine cocktails, especially in New Jersey, which is one of the largest mandated series of vaccines for children in the nation, what it might trigger in various diseases. So it truly is just something that is separate from those other two situations that doesn't seem to be getting the proper attention in the detail that it's needed. It's just a matter of just the mandate with a precaution for public health. So with that in mind, with the current state, if it was a status quo, does responsibility fall on the parents for opting out of vaccine mandates?
Absolutely. And you know, it is a valid point. I absolutely see the public health aspect of this because I am an elected official and I have a responsibility to represent everyone and to be able to be cautious and serve the full spectrum of my community. But one of the things that I am realizing in this movement is the, you know, to me, it's a weak position when you try to convince people through fear rather than sitting down and having conversations. And I am just encouraging, I'm an educator. So for me, it's important that we sit down with facts and understanding of what are people's beliefs, what are their concerns, because what this has created is fear within people. And unfortunately, it's effective. It creates this divisiveness between them and us, those who vaccinate and those who don't. And now parents have the concern whether their children should participate in activities with children who are not vaccinated, whether they should know that. But it's important to know that there are laws that protect people's privacy, their medical records. HIPAA violations are at risk at this moment when we decide, well, maybe everyone should know who is or not vaccinated. These are private records. No one has right to know that. But also as an educator, I'm concerned as to what this means for our children, the interruption of their educational possibilities. When you decide that this becomes law, it becomes effective right away. There are children who are currently in schools with medical exemptions. So the questions I've posed to our legislators is, have we considered what will happen to these children? Will they be placed in home instruction until they're compliant? Will they be allowed to participate in school? What happens then if they are placed in home instruction because now they're singled out? And I find that to be discriminatory. It singles people out. And as an educator and as a parent, I'm concerned and I want to make sure that their children have access to free and appropriate public education because it's their right by law. So there are many things, many factors to consider in the aspect of public health, where we're discussing also these children have the right to be educated. Is it fair for us to demand that people are vaccinated overnight? You know, do we have a timeline? That has not been discussed. What is the parents' timeline? How long do they have to comply? Is it safe for these children to get all these vaccinations all at once? What will happen for that, for them to be able to continue to participate in their education? So these are questions that I'm posing, and there aren't answers. So I am finding that in those imposing these questions, legislators are engaging in these productive conversations and saying maybe there is more to this than just the public health aspect. Maybe there is more that we haven't seen that needs to be considered.
And looking at it in a law and order aspect, too, if this were to become the law and parents still insist on opting out or that, and I guess in that case it'd be more objecting to the law, would that involve technically being jailed for following your religious beliefs?
Absolutely. And this is such a violation of people's human rights, religious rights, individuality, and this is not consistent with the concept of America. It's just not consistent with what our forefathers thought when they built this country. I'm an immigrant, and I value what America has to offer. I'm an American citizen, and I love what this country offers in terms of freedom. And being able to make those decisions for ourselves is what protects our democracy. It's what protects our individuality. It's such a dangerous line to cross when we say, yes, let's mandate vaccines for all. Now we're letting the government know we are okay with you mandating medical treatments on us. And one of the questions I pose to our legislators is the fact that this is a blanket statement. It's a blanket coverage of vaccines. Parents may today agree with all vaccinations and you agree with everything that's required. But if tomorrow you had a change of heart, if tomorrow new vaccines, new medical treatments are required upon our children, you have no right to say that. I don't want my child to be injected with that, or I don't want that medical treatment on my child. So it's important for those who do choose to vaccinate their children to understand also the portion of freedom that we're giving away by setting this precedent. It's okay. Yes, we will say yes to taking away medical freedom. And we should all be concerned. And this is the reason why I decided to get involved in voicing these concerns, because I value my freedom. And whether I agree with all of the vaccines that are present today, there is no warranty that we will agree with all medical treatments in a year or two from here. So that is something that it seems that our legislators had not looked into, hadn't considered. And I'm grateful for the conversation that has been engaging, where now they've said, well, let's see, let's discuss this. And anyone that values freedom should be concerned about that possibility.
And you certainly bring up some very valid points, which hopefully you're getting attention to, especially with the organic aspect of vaccines, which a lot of people don't know about or unaware about. First thing for you as someone who is hopefully more interested in this topic now is if you go to the State House website, njledge.state.nj.us, you can search for the bill A3818, co-sponsored by Assemblyman Herb Conway Jr. of Burlington County and Assemblywoman Myla Jacy of Essex and Morris County. Rita, contact their offices, too, if you have concerns or if you also have questions, just like Councilwoman DePena has, to bring further conversation into this before it becomes it would look like a law on the books, but could it be a mistake that could have greater consequences in the future? As Councilwoman DePena points out, that could just possibly be, and those consequences might fall upon your family, too. You just might not be aware of it yet. Learn more about Belleville, New Jersey, too, if you're looking for a place to relocate or just to visit. The website is bellevillenj.org. We've been talking with a member of the town council of Belleville, New Jersey, mom and a former teacher as well, Councilwoman Naomi DePena. Councilwoman, thank you for the valuable insight you're bringing to this issue, the conversation that you're igniting about it, and hopefully a much more sane, rational conclusion than we seem to be headed for right now. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Chris. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity to bring light into this issue, and I hope that this creates more conversation. Thank you again.